Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Jesus and Jill Just for Today. I don't know if you realize it or not, but you're joining us on episode 52. We have finally made it to the 1 year milestone, and I'm super grateful. Thank you so much for continuing to come back every week, because there is no Jesus and Jill Just for Today without you. I really thought that we would do one more Radical Surrender is Better Together interview, but unfortunately that either won't be happening or the timing just isn't right now. So I'll be sure to let you know if anything changes, and we'll just slide in that last Radical Surrender interview if the timing ever changes. But for today, I thought I would quickly get you up to speed on what's been going on with me since we started all of the interviews. My kids are officially out of school for the summer. My daughter just graduated high school this past weekend, and I feel very secure in how I'm facing her transition out of our home and off to college in the fall. Some of you may remember my oldest son's transition into college is what started my Celebrate Recovery journey. I shared that in an earlier episode. I don't remember what episode it was, but I'll go back and look, and I'll put that in the show notes if you want to give that a listen. I'm still going strong with my mini habit streak. Today is day 77 of my mini habit. And if you would have told me 77 days ago that I would ever be able to do 30 sit-ups in a row, I think I probably would have laughed in your face. So that kind of brings me to where I would like to land today. And I think we probably need to chat about how my picture taking is going with my accountability partner and how that has progressed. But first, we need to lay a foundation with one of my all-time favorite psalms. It might have already been 2 years ago, but not that long ago, my pastor, Pastor Craig Rochelle, used Psalm 139 in a sermon series called Dangerous Prayers. He challenged us to pray this prayer every week, or pray this psalm every week during the sermon series. But listen to Psalm 139, 23 and 24. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. Point out anything in me that offends you, and lead me along the path of everlasting life. And that one phrase, point out anything in me that offends you. Well, I didn't know it, but apparently this year I have been praying some pretty dangerous prayers. Okay, so we chatted about my Celebrate Recovery leader and the lesson that he talked about his anger problem. And I hope you remember, but he said he had prayed that God would take away his anger, and the Lord said, I don't take things from people, son. They give them to me. And it was that night that I started to explore, think, contemplate, pray about what actually giving my overeating to God would look like. And gosh, that has turned out to be such a dangerous prayer, because slowly but surely, God started pointing out a lot of things in me that have been offensive to the Holy Spirit, who also dwells in me. You know, Romans 8:11 tells us that the same Spirit that raised Christ Jesus from the dead dwells in us. So my accountability partner and I, we started out very simply telling each other what we were eating. And I lied. And then I confessed. I just couldn't continue in a pseudo transparent relationship with her if I wasn't willing to be 100% transparent. Because let's be honest, when I lie, the only person that it really hurts is me. So then we started snapping pictures of what we were eating. And I managed to lie about that too. But I always found myself confessing when I was dishonest. So now we've ramped it up a little bit more. And it feels like the Lord has changed the game again. Because as of about 2 weeks ago, we have started divulging more information than just the picture. So let me stop and say, when I completed step study last spring, it was such a miraculous and cleansing feeling. Like I had crossed the desert and entered into the promised land. But I knew deep down, much like the Israelites, I might have been out of Egypt, but I would spend the rest of my life getting the Egypt out of me. And that's where we are today. God continues to reveal where Egypt is still alive and well in me. Okay, so back to how God is changing the game. About 2.5 weeks ago, she and I were having a conversation, and I just kind of divulged that I don't necessarily feel like I'm lying so much to her as I feel like I'm still lying to myself. And she said, well, how do you feel like you're doing that? And I just said it. I said it out loud. I eat too fast and I know it. I eat so fast that I'm not chewing my food. I'm swallowing a lot of it whole. I think I told you guys recently I ate so fast I gave myself the hiccups. So by the time I realize that I'm full, I have eaten way too much food. So this is what we're doing. We're slowing down. We're reducing distractions. We're not perusing social media while we eat, or reading a Kindle book, or watching something on Netflix. We're asking God to help us stop idolizing food while we merely enjoy His presence, when it should be the other way around. So, logistically speaking, I set a timer, I chew my food, and I actually chew it a little bit more. And then once the meal is over, I let my accountability partner know how long it took me to eat my meal. And unfortunately, I still lie sometimes, but I'm still finding myself confessing. And God is showing up. It's actually been kind of scary, because when you say, like what we read in Psalm 139, verses 23 and 24, point out anything in me that offends you and lead me along the path of everlasting life. So when I was willing to say that, I also have to be willing to respond when He points out something in me that is offensive. So I think with that, this is probably a good time for us to have an open share. Please join me, won't you? Hi, my name's Jill. I'm a grateful follower of Jesus Christ, and I'm in recovery for overeating, but I still struggle with insecurity and fear. So I mentioned that my daughter just graduated high school, and her graduation was this past weekend. So we had some family come in from out of town, and we found ourselves entertaining for a good part of the weekend. And entertaining often revolves around food. So it was difficult for me to focus on what I've been trying to focus on for the past 2 weeks, with setting the timer and trying to chew more slowly and reduce those distractions. But I felt like I was making the best or making the most of what was a difficult situation. So I got through, you know, all of Saturday. Graduation was on Sunday, and we were having this small graduation party at our house after graduation. My daughter, who had graduated, actually got sick on Sunday, so she wanted to do something very low key because she just wasn't feeling well. Well, I took a picture of my food after I'd gotten it on my plate, and I confessed to my accountability partner that once I was finished, I really did want more, but I knew that I didn't need more. And then I got engrossed in conversation with my family. And so everything was going really, really well. But, you know, the devil roars. I'm sorry. The scripture says that the devil prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking those that he may devour. And I found myself, I wouldn't have told you that I'd gotten prideful about it, but I just found myself maybe being oblivious to the temptations that were still there, or maybe I was overconfident. I really can't diagnose what happened other than to say I had purchased these gourmet cupcakes, and I don't want to get into too much detail about them, other than to just tell you that there was only one left. And at first I just looked at it and I was like, Jill, stop. You don't have any room. You can have that whenever you want. You can go back to Sam's Club and get another tray of those tomorrow if that's what you want. And that had kind of satisfied me for a little while, but I just kept finding myself like looking at it again, and it was right in front of me. And before I even could move it out of the way or ask somebody to help me or do any one of the various tactics that I have to resist the temptation, I cut that sucker in half and I ate it. Didn't take a picture of it. I didn't even try to eat slowly. It's almost like I think if I eat super fast, then it didn't even happen. So anyway, I wasn't even going to tell my accountability partner about it. It was just half of a cupcake. I ate it in like two bites. It didn't even happen. The problem is, first of all, the deceit, because withholding that information, given the relationship that we have, that's lying. And the why, like, why did I feel so frantic in that moment? Why did I feel like eating that cupcake was my only option? I don't really know why I fell prey to the schemes of the enemy, but I did. So the next morning, I just sent her a text message, and I, full disclosure, I just confessed it all to her. And she responded in such a loving way, and she said, can we just stop right here and just rejoice over the fact that you literally ate half of a cupcake? Like, when was the last time you did that? And I don't think I ever have done that before. So her perspective was incredible. And I went to bed that night feeling like I had lost some ground, if you will. Like I'd lost some momentum. I'd reverted back to my old ways. And in one text message, she was able to help me see things from a different vantage point and realize I've actually made quite a bit of progress. And I actually have made quite a bit of progress. But I will spend the rest of my life trying to get the Egypt out of me. And I think I'm okay with that. Or at least I am for right now. Thanks for letting me share. You know, we need to close with the Serenity Prayer. But I just want to challenge you. Have you prayed any dangerous prayers lately? Because I'm telling you, as hard of a journey as this has been, it has been more than worth it. Let's close with a serenity prayer, okay? God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference, living one day at a time, enjoying one moment at a time, accepting hardship as a pathway to peace, taking as Jesus did the sinful world as it is, not as I would have it, trusting that you will make all things right if I surrender to your will, so that I may be reasonably happy in this life and supremely happy with you forever in the next. Amen. Thanks for listening to Jesus and Jill just for today.